For the month of October, revenue at Presbyterian declined more than $12 million. November was down $8 million. People didn't want to go near the Ebola hospital.
The practice basically came to a screeching halt.
Dr. Alexandra Dressel is a surgeon with a private practice at the Presbyterian complex. Even though her office, a warm six-floor suite, isn't inside the actual hospital, Dressel found herself trying to calm patients down, trying to talk them off the ledge. They still canceled.
It definitely affected all of the physicians that are affiliated with this hospital. I've been in practice for 12 years. And aside from the first couple years when I was building my practice, this was definitely my lowest collection for a fourth quarter my entire career.
Dressel watched from her window as the media descended on Presbyterian. Thomas Eric Duncan was getting worse, and people were afraid of the situation getting out of hand. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry held a press conference there on October 1st.
This case is serious. Rest assured that our system is working as it should.
What would happen with Duncan, and what would happen with the hospital? During the crisis, we asked Dr. Albert Wu, a professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins. He made a sound prediction.
I expect that this is just a blip. I'm not sure that they're going to make their reputation on we do the best job curing Ebola cases, send them to us. But they are getting their name mentioned, and in the end, that might not be a terrible thing.
Wu was right. The hospital's rebound was quick. Patients started coming through the doors at near normal levels by early December. And Presbyterian's financial report for 2014 showed it ended the year with an operating margin just half a percentage point lower than the year before. There is still a lawsuit pending. In March, nurse Nina Pham sued Texas Health for unspecified damages from her fight with Ebola. Texas Health did reach a settlement with Duncan's family to create a scholarship in his name. In May, Chief Operating Officer Jeff Canos announced the hospital's donation of $125,000.
We are gathered here today to announce fulfillment of a commitment that Texas Health Resources made to the family of Thomas Eric Duncan to honor his memory by establishing a fund to help improve the health and medical care of people in Liberia, Mr. Duncan's home country.
But how much did Ebola cost Dallas area taxpayers? The Dallas Morning News tallied it up. The cleaning, the supplies, the overtime. The total was around $825,000, a sum smaller than many expected. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.